Hello, I'm Father Pablo Straub. When you say, I believe, when you believe the creed, you're not saying, wouldn't it be nice if that were so? You're saying, I know this is so because God said so. I want to tell you what it is we believe and why. I believe in God, the Father. The first thing the creed says after stating that we believe in God is that He is Father, Father. Do you know, I think you do, but we'll remind you of it anyway, that everything that is comes out from God the Father. In some way, anything that exists must exist in the thought of God the Father. In other words, if a river is rushing near the top of a mountain and then falls over rocks and gurgles as it falls down below, and the fish start leaping in that gurgling spot, and then the river moves down to another level, that river had to be in the form of an eternal thought within God the Father. And the river did not come into being by chance. It came into being because God the Father, contemplating a thought that was in Him from all eternity, wanted that thought to become a reality. Everything that is. The other day, a friend of mine who has had pups. And I couldn't get over how this mother takes care of her pups, hovers around them, senses danger when it's there, would attack you if she had to defend those little ones. That motherness, even in that mother of puppies, that motherness is not there by some chance cosmic development. It's because that motherness and that form of motherness in some way was in the thought of God from all eternity. Let me tell you who you are. You are a thought that has been in God ever since God has been God, which is from all eternity. Nobody can touch with his fingertips the beginnings of God's existence. He always was. That's why He said, I am. I am. So that motherhood has been in God from all eternity. If it were not, then where did it come from? And God even makes strong claim to the fact that motherhood has been in Him from all eternity. As I say, an eternal thought, which He creates into physical reality. And He makes strong claim to that when He says, can a mother possibly forget her child? So as not to even think of the one who was in her womb, even if she should forget, I shall not forget you. And if your sins were more numerous than the sands on the shore and filthier than a dirty rag, I shall purify you because I have chosen you. And I will never repent of having chosen you. So God says so very clearly, does your mother love you? I love you even more. Withal, this God from whom motherhood comes, where else could it come from? Has wanted for whatever's eternal, wise, divine reasons are, to be called Father. And has revealed Himself as Father. When the disciples said, Jesus, teach us to pray, Jesus didn't say, our parent who art in heaven. He could have. He did not. He said, our Father who art in heaven. By the way, some of the pretensions of the radical feminists are quite ridiculous and very overbearing too. They're very imperial. Did you know that the majority of the languages of the world have no word for parent? Have no word for parent. It's either a madre or a padre. It's either a papa or a mama. Un padre or una madre. No such word as parent. In the majority of the languages of this world, you use the whatever word you might want to use for parent, you've already committed yourself to either mother or father in the very form of the word. That's one of the ridiculous forms of linguistic imperialism of your radical feminists. They want to do away with the word father. Now I wonder why. And is it not good enough for you that God the Creator wanted to use with reference to Himself, having a right to use any word He wanted? He wanted to use, He chose to use, and He does use all the time that good word, that sweet word, Father. And Jesus uses it too. Does He not say, oh, I love this. My Father works until now, and I work. My food is to do the work of the one who sent me and to carry forth His work. Does not Jesus say in the garden, Father, He doesn't say parent. Father, if it is possible for this chalice to pass from me without my drinking it, but Your will be done. Does He not say, when you baptize, you shall baptize thus, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit? And did He not say just minutes before dying, Father, into Your hands I commend my spirit. I believe in God, the Father.